Dale Meyer and Valley Publishing Limited present Simon Says Forgive, a Kate Morgan novel by Dale Meyer. Narrated for you by Christy Alsop. Chapter 1. Second week of October. Kate walked into the office 1 week later. Sergeant Colby barked at her.
Meeting in 5 minutes in the conference room.
She nodded, grabbed a coffee, and headed into the conference room. What's going on?
We have 3 ritualistic murders that we caught today, he stated with a somber tone.
Her eyes widened.
3? Now, all at once?
3, he emphasized. 3 bodies, 1 scene, all last night. Bodies were found at 6 o'clock a.m. this morning inside a church.
Inside a church? She repeated, her gaze widening.
Yes, exactly, he confirmed.
Do we know who the victims are?
They're all members of a polygamous group that has a self-professed leader, Colby related with a disgusted tone to his voice.
So, a cult, she said.
I don't think they consider themselves a cult, he murmured. Although you and I probably would. A large group of them used to be in California. They moved up to BC a good 10-12 years ago. They've been relatively harmless. We've never had any issues with them. Until now.
Do we know whether the issue is with them, or they're having issues with somebody else?
He gave her a proud nod. And that is a very good question, Detective. And you will get a chance to find out for yourself soon.
In what way?
Well, first off, these 3 bodies have been put on crosses.
Colby brought up the images that had been prepped for the meeting. She winced when she saw the 2 bodies, arms spread and nailed crucified style to a cross.
Jesus Christ, she whispered, staring at it.
How is it people have time for this shit?
It's not even about time. It's all about motivation. And these are the first 2.
He took a moment, then he said a bit crossly,
and this next one will get you.
And there, in front, was a child.
The only thing I can say about the child is that he appears to have died first and was crucified afterward.
Kate's heart sank as she stared at the young boy, spread-eagled on a cross. He was still in his Mickey Mouse pajamas. Under her breath, she whispered,
Fuck. These people are animals.
As I said, he was killed first, crucified later. Unfortunately for the parents, I don't think they were given that mercy.
What church were they found in?
Owen asked. She looked over at him and nodded.
Yeah, and what location?
Inside the Catholic Church of the Carisdale neighborhood, in the city of Vancouver.
Interesting, she murmured.
Yeah. Also what's interesting was the carving on their bodies.
And with that, the next image flashed on the screen. Forgive was written on the chest of each of the 3 victims. Kate sat back, shook her head, and recapped. 3 people dead, left in a church, and a message to forgive, she murmured.
Christ, this one doesn't sound like fun.
Rodney looked over at her, and his lips quirked.
They aren't supposed to be. Remember that.
She rolled her eyes, nodded, and said,
Let's get to work, partner.
Chapter 2. Kate Morgan slammed the car door shut, then turned to look at Rodney, who'd driven her vehicle. Probably wise, considering all the emotions going through Kate right now. They both turned as one to stare at the massive church in front of them. Her frown was instinctive. She'd never spent any time in a church, either good or bad. It just hadn't been part of her upbringing, and it certainly hadn't been part of her adulthood. Given her profession, maybe her views of good and evil, right and wrong, heaven and hell, all might have taken a slightly tainted turn. But given Simon's gift, which she didn't think resided in the scientific realm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?